Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 8:50 p.m. here in Thalassery, and I'm recording this podcast for the 24th of April, that is today. And again, I would say every day has been different, every day has been fun, and today is no exception. Of course, it's been extremely busy. You know, we are trying to meet as many relatives as possible, hopping around from one house to the other. But it's been a great day today. And today the focus was on the Muladhara Chakra. Manipurna Chakra, sorry. But today's focus was on the Manipurna Chakra, being Wednesday. And I am feeling much more confident, much more better. So today, one of the highlights was I had to go to this temple, Trikkal temple, which is a Shiva temple, and one Ganpati Kshetram. So there were two temples, Ganpati and Shiva temple. Now, one of the things that I always do when I go to pray is, you know, think about stuff that I would really wish to happen, and I would pray for all of that. But apart from that, today I was focusing, when I was focusing on my chakras in front of God, I really felt a different level of energy altogether. So I was just focusing on different chakras within my body and trying to activate them, trying to focus on them while I was, you know, looking at the God's idol or the pratishtha. And I could really feel a sense, huge sense of energy just vibrating within my body. And a great sense of peace, a great sense of calmness, a great sense of confidence was there when I was praying to God, and I was super happy after that. Now, you know, just few recently I've been facing quite a few challenges, with related to work as well as the Goa camp. But one thing that I'm very happy about is I've managed to stay very calm and composed all throughout the challenges. Training Peaks challenge was I was not able to pay the fees, and every time, you know, the HDFC bank was rejecting it, and I just resolved it a couple of days back. But normally, you know, I would have got very tensed and very agitated, irritated, and you know, would have created a lot of commotion in and around me. But I was calm, and you know, even the worst come worst situation, I was thinking through, you know, what will happen. Maybe I'll have to switch over from Training Peaks to something else, or, you know, go with Excel based or whatever. I was still trying to have a mitigation plan in place and just stay calm and composed, because what is in my hands was just try as many solutions as possible. So that's what I managed to do. And even with the Goa camp, yes, there are a few challenges that we have been facing related to, you know, the scheduling, the coaching and everything. And though it's not still resolved, but I'm still happy that, you know, I've maintained my calmness and composure. I'm quite confident that the problems will definitely be solved. So that's how things are, you know. Today I woke up at around 4:45. My sleep score was decent. I said, okay, let me go for a quick run. So I did a 12K run today, and was quite happy with it. You know, finished it off by around 7:10. I was back home, started at 6:05. So I did around 1 hour 10 minutes of run, and I did 20 minutes of breath work. And by 7:30, I was already working. So from 7:30 onwards till around 10:30, I was continuously working. I had to review workouts, ping people, make sure that they're on target to meet their goals, and also had a one-on-one call with Venkat Chetta. So all this thing took a lot of my time till around 10:30, and then I took a short power nap, for around 20 minutes or so. And then the kids wanted to play, so played badminton as well as cricket with them till around 12:30. So for nearly 1 and 1.5 hours, I was playing with the kids. And then at around 1:30-ish, you know, we got ready to go to, you know, one of our relatives' place. They invited us for lunch. By the time we reached this place, it was around 2 o'clock. So it was nearly 24 hours since I've had my last meal. So I'm pretty happy with that part of it. So I could still maintain my energy level. So that wasn't a problem. So I had a lovely biryani. It was a chicken biryani, the salad, and there was then rice paisan, pal paisan that was there. So had to my heart's content, and then I was feeling a bit sleepy. So we were there till in their place till around 4:30-ish, and then from there we went to another relative's place that was a 20-25 minute drive on a rickshaw. Spent some time there. Again, you know, I was so thirsty that I had 4 glasses of kokum juice. It was not too sweet, so I was happy to drink the kokum juice. 4 glasses, yeah, I had that. I was extremely happy with that, and it actually filled my stomach. You know, from there, we went to one more relative's place. There was another 25 minutes away, and we spent some time there. I had a few calls also to attend. So by the time we finished everything, it was around 6:30, and around that time we decided, okay, Seema and I decided, let's go to the town. We had a two-wheeler, so both of us went to the town, and you know, we had this, we shared a faluda, so we went to Saibu's, and we shared once a faluda, and we also had we went to this Bombay hotel or something which is called, and we had chicken kurma, what is that one more called, is chattipatri or something, and then parota, and then we also ordered chicken 65, but it was nowhere near chicken 65. It was basically fried chicken, so I just had one piece, and I told Seema not to have it more. I don't think it was healthy in any way. You know, so from there, then we went for shopping. We brought Mundu for myself, and we brought a few torth, you know, because there will be friends and relatives whom we are expecting to come to Manipal and visit us. So we needed some extra towels that can dry quickly. So we did that, and then had one lime soda, and then we came back home. Yeah, that is virtually ends our trip in Kerala, Thalassery. Tomorrow morning, we have an 8:45 rickshaw to the station. 9:30 is our train. So we are planning to, you know, go there a bit early and make sure that we get our place. Seema has been doing the packing, so she's done virtually all the packing, and she's ready. And That's about it. You know, the thing is, we are so busy with so many things and meeting relatives and everything that, you know, it becomes very, very tiring. I mean, this is the fourth time or fifth time I'm having a bath, because every time you have a bath and you try to settle down, there's again, something, activity that you start sweating. So after I came back from my 12-kilometer run, which I did in the morning, I went for a bath again, and then went to the temple, came back, then I played badminton, again I had to have a bath. So, you know, before morning I had a bath. So it was like I'm having this bath continuously throughout the day, just to make sure that I feel fresh. But yeah, I really enjoyed my stay in Kerala, enjoyed meeting a lot of relatives, enjoyed different types of food, just tasted a few, of course, and feel very content with my day here. So now I'm looking forward for a very good sleep. You know, I'm pretty much tired, and I'm just going to hit bed in a few moments. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a great time. Please take care. Om Shanti.